Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Marks.
That would be a little weird.
There you go. Or is it Mayarks? I don't know.
No, you're right on this one. I know.
You feel? I mean, you feel feel confident, but
I have been to Marks.
Marquez?
I believe that you're going to be good on this.
Fingers crossed. Wherever you are,
we'll check with Lee Battelle and see what he says.
Yeah. Wherever you are in our great state, you can join us. You can enjoy some Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. And that's just what it is. Your business uses printing. Every business does. But where are you spending your money wisely? Are you working with the best? Are you working with the company that values your business and values what your business brings to the table? That's what Pip Printing and Signs does for you. They've got 30 years plus of experience. I can't even begin to list all of the things they can do for your business. So check out their website, pipridgeland.com, to get an idea of what kind of setup they can give you and your business going forward. And then we're going to give you this number. You're going to talk directly to the president of the company, the owner of the company, Cam. I don't even know what his official title is. President, CEO, owner, your grand poobah. I don't know. I'm just saying, if you call him, he's the head guy. And you talk to Cam Baker at 601-499-5216. He'll get everything squared away. Tell him you heard about it here on Thunder and Lightning. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And, buddy, you are looking for it. You need to get new gear. Do not walk into Davis-Wade Stadium on August 31st in that banner, that old banner in polo. Don't do it. Get you something new.
No.
That's a no-no.
Bad dog.
Yes. I don't believe in bad people. People make bad choices. That's what it is. So don't make a bad choice. Head to College Corner now. Two locations in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. You can't make a bad choice at Restaurant Tyler. Everything on the menu is delicious, especially when we're talking about lunch. Is my favorite blue plate, maybe in the entire state of Mississippi. Great options for meat, for veggies. They have cornbread that even Brian Haydad likes. And I don't like cornbread, but I like Restaurant Tyler's cornbread. So next time you're in town for lunch, you need to make a trip over to Restaurant Tyler and enjoy their blue plate. If you're not a blue plate person like me, hey, they got burgers, sandwiches, and other great options all over the menu waiting for you. The best lunch in town, it's at Restaurant Tyler. 16, that throat clear did not work the way I wanted it to. I may have to go back for another one. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let Priority One Bank show you not only where they're located, but what they're going to do for you, what they're going to help you with, how they're going to help you manage your money and invest for your future. There's 16 locations in Central Mississippi. That means if you live in Central Mississippi, you live near one, you're going to get the service that you want with the financial power that you need from your bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. All righty then. It is the day that a lot of people, this has become something we've done now over this is our seventh straight Mississippi State media poll. And it's become something that people actually look forward to. So I'm glad for that. I came up with something people like, which is a change from the normal for me. As always, I hit up every member of the MSU beat that I like and get their opinions. I'm going to go ahead and get ahead of one thing because a bunch of people mentioned me about it last year. I sent the questions to Brandon Walker. He's just a busy guy. He didn't answer. So I sent him a reminder.
He doesn't care about you anymore.
He doesn't. I've fallen down the pecking order. You know, there's a pecking order, brother, and I've fallen down it. So that's fine. That's okay.
He's big time in you.
He is. There's no question about it. So let's first off give a thanks to, of course, Robbie Falk, Paul Jones, also from On3, from Gene's Page, Steve Robertson and Justin Frommer, Benjamin Rosenberg from the Commercial Dispatch, my friends at WCBI, John Sokoloff, Gracie Barra, and Cam Dyer. Rivers Huey joined us for the second year in a row from ESPN 104.5 in Baton Rouge. And because the Clarion Ledger doesn't have a guy here yet, I just went and asked Stefan Krajnik to do one more media poll with us. So we got one more from our handsome young Serbian son before he finally washes his hands of us on the Ohio State beat. So
this is his swan song.
Yes, yes. A lot of similar answers. I don't know that we've ever been this in tune with each other's predictions before. And that actually, quite frankly, that worries me a little bit because we were all off last year. So, but let's just jump right in. Our first question is the same question every year. What will Mississippi State's final regular season record be? Everybody on the 6-6 train, except for John Sokoloff and Cam Dyer, who both said 5-7. Can't be overly surprised by that.
No, and, you know, you ask me one day what I think, and I might say 5-7 too. It's kind of like whatever I'm thinking on that day about this team. It would not shock me in the least if they're 5-7. I would be far more surprised at like 7-5 than 5-7.
I battled this decision because I've been saying 6-6 for a while, and I was on the verge of changing my prediction for the Florida game. And making State 5-7. And I thought about it long and hard, and I said, you know, I don't know if I've backed myself into a corner with Florida or not, but I have just been so adamant that I don't like that team at all. I think they're coming to Starkville 1-2, and I think the wheels are just going to fall off for them. So I stuck with 6-6. But you're correct in that it will be a lot more surprising if State is 7-5 than if they are 5-7. It will. In fact, it won't be a surprise at all if they're 5-7.
No, not at all.
So there you go. 5-7, only from two of us. Literally everybody else. Me, Robbie, Paul, Steve, Justin, Stefan, Benjamin, Grace, and Rivers all say 6-6.
Good.
Yeah, we're all on the same page. Second question. Again, some similarities here. Will Mississippi State have an all-SEC offensive player at season's end? And if yes, then who? Let's get the no's out of the way first. That's me, John, and Rivers. I say Mississippi State will not have a first team or not an all-SEC player. Justin Frommer went a little different. He said no first teamers, but he did put Ethan Miner, Kevin Coleman, and Sadu Traore on the third team. So be it. The only players that got votes were Kelly Akari, Ethan Miner, and Sadu Traore. And Traore's vote was from you. You mm-hmm. had him, you think he will be an all-SEC player?
Yes. I just think that I still don't think we're talking enough about him. I don't think that people understand just how big of a part of Mississippi State's offense he's going to be. And in an offense that we expect to put up a lot of yards, if he's going to be that big of a part, I think that at the end of the year, we're going to be looking at his numbers. They're going to be really impressive. And I just don't know a whole lot of other tight ends in the league. I know, you know, Caden Priestcorn at Ole Miss. I think he right now would be my unquestioned number one tight end.
Yeah, I agree.
And then the kid they got from Virginia Tech could be a candidate too. I don't know if they're going to be able to spread it around like that to those two guys. I think Sadu will have the second or third best. I could see him having the second or third best season for a tight end as far as receiving is concerned, if Mississippi State truly utilizes him the way that I think they will.
Yeah.
So I could see him easily being a second or third team guy.
So the first team, if you look at the preseason team, the first team tight end was Priestcorn. Second team was Mason Taylor at LSU. That's probably a pretty solid pick there. And then Oscar Delp, that's a guy who doesn't have a lot of experience, but he's following that Brock Bowers Darnell Washington path of that Georgia tight ends just have good seasons. So I don't have a problem with that. But I do agree with you. This offense is one that finds a way for the tight end to be a big contributor. And I think Traore is a great athlete. So I think he'll have some opportunities there. So I don't dislike your pick at all. Kelly Akari was the choice for Paul Jones, Steve Robertson, Stephon Krajnik, and Grace Ibarra. They all think that. And I will say this, and we've been talking about it for a while, this offense, year in, year out, one receiver rises above everyone to have a monster season. It was Elijah Moore. It was Dontario Drummond at Ole Miss. It was Marvin Mims and Drake Stoops at Oklahoma. So if State's going to have one, Akari, I think, is a fine choice for that. Ethan Miner was the pick for Cam Dyer and Benjamin Rosenberg. I think there's an opportunity there for that. Miner was one of the top prospects in the portal at the center position. He's got a ton of playing experience. He should be good in this system. So we'll see how that goes. But only three players mentioned. None of them, Chapin could put up really good numbers this year. But with Beck and Ewers and Dart, it's just tough to get, and Milrow, I guess, to a certain degree. It's just tough to think that he'd finish ahead of those guys.
Yeah.
I can't see that scenario unless he just has a monster season that we're not expecting.
Yeah, I mean, All-American type stuff.
Right.
And you got to remember, too, like, those guys, the teams that are at the top of the league are usually the ones where they give the nod to those players. Like, I don't know if, you know, like, Graham Mertz, like, a quarterback, mm-hmm. we talked about him yesterday. He didn't really get, even with the season he had last year, he didn't really get the love because Florida wasn't very good.
Right. That's the other issue.
So, yeah, I think that's probably going to be a problem there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. All right. Question number three. Will Mississippi State finish better than 10th in the SEC in total defense? You know, you and I have taken a lot of heat about our thoughts on this, right? About, you know, everybody, we're so biased against the defense, and we...
And I wouldn't say it's a lot of heat. It's pretty much from one guy that we've seen.
Well,
but still,
he's going to have some more people to be mad at, because only two people on this poll said, yes, Mississippi State will be finishing better than 10th. Paul Jones from On3 and Rivers Huey from ESPN 104.5 down in Baton Rouge. Everybody else is a no. Me, Robbie, Steve, Justin, Stefan, Benjamin, John, Grace, and Cam. We all say Mississippi State finishes lower than 10th. Now, our 10th are low.
The fake news media.
Wow. So what I would say to that is this. If State finishes 10th in defense but 4th in offense, that's still a good season. That's still probably a 6-win season at worst. You know, it's when you get down to, are they 14th, 15th, 16th in defense, then that offense has got to be a lot better than we're projecting it to be. But I feel like it's fair. You know, if you go back a season, State, I think, was 7th last year in total defense. I'm pretty sure that that's correct. Let me double check it. Total defense last season. Yeah. State was 10th. Is that correct? No, it's not correct, I don't think. Hold on.
No, they were like middle of the pack.
Sixth in total defense last year. I don't know what they had. So the 10th defense last year, do you want to guess who it was?
Ole Miss.
It was Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show that in this day and age of college football, that, you know, what defines a winning team is more offense. Arkansas was 8th in total defense last year. Auburn was 9th in total defense. 9th is I mean, that's a good spot. State was 9th in total defense. With what I think they could do offensively, they'd be really good. LSU was 13th in total defense, but they had an incredible offense, and that was good enough for them to win a lot of games. So, 10th last year was 382 yards per game. That's not a great number. It's not a great number, but at the same time, it's not just out of this world bad. So if State could be in that range, I think they'll be just fine. I think they'll be just fine. So again, only Paul and
just don't be god awful.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just don't be historically bad.
It's kind of like the pitching staff, you know.
Yeah. You're exactly right. All right, let's do one more, and then we'll do the break. And that's, will Blake Chapin throw for more than 2,700 yards this year? I don't know why I picked 2,700 for my number. I felt like 3,000 was too many and 2,500 was too low. You know, and obviously the assumption is if he stays healthy, and I think at least two or three guys, when I sent the questions out, they sent it back with yes, if. The if was on there for them. But we're going to make that assumption 100% yes.
Interesting.
Surprised by that?
Everybody thinks he's getting 27.
Are you surprised by that?
You know, a little bit, because I figured somebody would, you know, have an idea that he gets hurt or, you know, State struggles to protect or whatever. And I figure somebody might go that direction, but everybody seems to have a lot of faith in him.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a reason for that. I think that it makes sense to have faith in him. He's been good before. And Jeff Lebby is a coach that has had I can't believe it's just luck, right? I don't believe that his success with the quarterbacks in his career has just been luck. Obviously, there's something going on there. Otherwise, Matt Corral doesn't come to Mississippi State for practice, right? If he didn't believe Jeff Lebby had something to do with his success, he wouldn't show up here. So there's obviously something there. So, yeah, I think it's fair. When you look at what his quarterbacks have done through the years, 2,700 is kind of on the low end. So, I tried to be conservative with it. I think he can get there. I think that if he stays healthy, that getting there is not going to be a problem for him at all. We'll do my favorite two questions that we send out every year, but we'll do that here. Well, let's move into that. That's brought to you by our good friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Whatever you're cooking this weekend, make it beef. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. This weather is crazy. I know it's a trap. I know it's not real. It's a false fall. We've all been there. We all know. But let's enjoy it while it's here, at least. And the best way to do that is to fire up the grill. Or, you know what, if you don't want to do that, if you want to just go out to eat, there are so many great steak places here in the state of Mississippi. And they're not all these places where you got to drop 50, 60 bucks on a steak, man. We make steak affordable here in the state of Mississippi. So if you're going out this weekend, find you a great steakhouse. There's always going to be one nearby. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. I haven't been to Two Brothers in quite some time, Robbie, so I guess I'll throw it to you. Next week, game week, would you like to go to Two Brothers with me sometime?
Oh, dang.
Fingers crossed.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah! All right. All right.
I mean, just tug on my arm a little bit.
Maybe we'll go Monday after the press conference.
Okay.
Got our first press conference of the Jeff Lebby era as far as game week goes.
Next we do.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to the older brother. I need to get back there as well. I think I may be making a trip there very, very soon. So I love a fancy sandwich. What can I say? I'm very bougie like that. Isn't that the word people use? I'm bougie.
I don't know if bougie would describe you.
But what about my love of bougie sandwiches? Fancy.
I don't know if I would call those sandwiches bougie either.
Not bougie, but they are fancy. They are fancy.
They are fancy. It feels like bougie is kind of a slap in the face.
Oh, okay. Then let's not call them that. No. No.
Maybe that's just me. I don't know. Every time I hear somebody call somebody bougie, it's a negative.
Oh, they're saying they're like, you're trying to be?
Or I don't know.
Try hard kind of thing.
Yeah, but
I got you.
I don't feel a single bad thing about the older brother sandwiches.
No, they're fantastic.
At all.
That croque monsieur is
maybe or the cheeseburger, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to get into the whole is a hamburger a sandwich thing, but you're right. You're correct. So, both of those restaurants, really good.
Yes.
Priority on bank. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years. 50 years! When you need technology for your business, you give them a call. And then if something goes wrong and you need service, it's the same number. It's not a 1-800 number. It's not a call center that puts you on hold for 35 to 45 minutes. Your business is important to us. We have changed our menu options to save you better. In Espanol, para dos. None of that. None of that. It's just you call the number and you talk to the people who made you the sale. That's the difference between being a neighbor and being a number. give them a call, 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. We talked about it yesterday. There is a fleet of new merchandise coming to Maroon & Company, and you need to go check it out. Before you go to the games this fall, you got to get the new polo. You got to get a new hat. You need to go to Maroon & Co. They've got an incredible, incredible selection waiting for you, stuff you cannot find anywhere else. This Mossy Oak collection they have of caps, everybody's going to be wanting to wear one. They're fantastic. And they've got some Maroon & Company original stuff you can't get anywhere else. Also, that applies to their Bulldog Initiative gear. You cannot get it anywhere else. That's why Maroon & Company is the best place in town to grab Mississippi State stuff. If you're in Starkville, before you go to Davis-Wade Stadium, you need to go to Maroon & Co. Hey, before we talk about these last two questions, you're much more of a music guy than I am, especially with some of these newer artists. Tell me about Ernest.
So, back in the, I think it was the 90s, there was a man, I think his name was, what was the guy's name that did Ernest Goes to Camp? Ernest Goes to...
Jim Varney.
Jim Varney. So, Varney. He's passed away now, but, yes. You know, he's... former comedian, really funny guy.
You know what I mean?
If you haven't seen any of his movies, go watch them.
Yeah, but that's not who I meant. I meant this guy, Ernest, who's playing in The Junction.
Ernest. Week.
Yeah, that Ernest.
That Ernest.
Now, he with your boy Hardy for Morgan Wallen in Oxford, right?
Yeah, he did. So he's kind of in that group with Morgan Wallen and Hardy, songwriters turned artist. He got his start like Hardy did, very similar road where they started in country music, you know, writing songs for people. He has a ton of number ones just like Hardy does. Probably, I would say right now, top five songwriter in country music.
Mm-hmm.
He's written songs recently with Post Malone. Wow. He's written a lot of Morgan Wallen songs. He's written songs with Hardy. And then he has his own stuff. He's actually been to Rick's a couple of times. He was here last year, I think. So I'll say this about it. There is a large contingent of people that really like this kind of country music. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's these diehards of country music. I'm right there with you. And I kind of blur the lines a little bit because I support Hardy and I like a lot of his stuff. But there's a lot of diehards that just don't like this kind of stuff, and I get it. But I encourage anybody that can go to this to go, so this stuff continues to happen. You know, the people like me that have complained about Mississippi State not having more concerts, not having cool events, not utilizing that, we can't say that anymore because they're trying to make this stuff happen.
Right.
You know,
I saw a tweet. That somebody said something like, I don't understand why they can't get somebody like Creed. And I thought about it. My friends and I were talking about it. So getting Creed in 2024 for a student event, because that's what this is, Cowboy Yell. It's for the students, right? Getting Creed in 2024 would have been like when I was in college, getting Three Dog Night.
Yeah.
Like
it's people just, they're putting, it's like middle-aged people and people even my age that are thinking through their own lens, and you have to think about it at like as a 18 to 23 year old kid, and you go to those concerts, go watch Morgan Wallen and come watch Hardy. The vast majority of the people there are going to be people from that age range or younger. That's right. Their music. That you're trying. This right. is Cowbell
this is
Yell.
A student event. Students. Yeah, this is yes. not for the older folks.
And I will say it is for everyone. It is something that they're encouraging everyone to attend. But the target audience here, the people that they're trying to get to show up to this event, are mostly students. And I love this idea. I don't know. I don't want to give the wrong person credit, but I'm guessing Spencer McAnally is very involved in this. Our friend that works mm-hmm. for Mississippi State in marketing, and you know, he's been here for a long time, and he's game operations, and he's a part of a lot of the things that are happening in your, you know, basketball, baseball, what football games, mm-hmm. like in-game stuff. A lot of the new stuff that you're seeing, he's a big part of it. So people like that are trying to make this event a yearly thing that everybody wants to go to. And I love this. You have Bulldog Bash. During Super Bulldog weekend, you would have a lot of great concerts. Hopefully that'll come back. But this is just another way to get a big act to Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. And it's in partnership with Pearl River Resort. So it appears like they're sponsoring the concert. And this is a free thing, so you don't have to pay for tickets. So you get to see a rising country music star in the Junction in a cool environment the night before the game. It's a really good idea. Cool. It's another opportunity for Mississippi State people to show that you can host some big events, host concerts and stuff right here with some big names. So really cool. if you're able to do it, go out there, go hang out in the Junction for a little bit, and just be present.
Yeah, I will not pretend for one second like I know who this person is, Ernest. Don't listen to his music. But the fact that it is obviously an act tailored to the students, yeah, go for it. Good stuff. So good stuff from Spencer McAnally. Do we still want to see the big concert in Davis-Wade Stadium? Absolutely we do. But taking these steps to get there, I like where they're
at. These are the first steps. You have to show that it's worth – because the people booking these things are keeping an eye on this.
Right. And they have to show we got a good crowd for Ernest, and then we got a good crowd for Hardy. All right, maybe we can make a move to bring in a national artist. So we'll see.
And if you haven't bought tickets for Hardy, I encourage you to do that. That needs to be a sellout.
Yeah, I think that will be pretty easily.
It needs to be a packed house. You need to show people that this is something that they need to do over and over.
Yeah. All right, last two questions on the media poll. Let's get to them. They're the same every year. What game do you think MSU will win that they are most likely to lose? So if you think State's going 6-6, which of those six wins is the most likely loss? Florida was the overall number one answer, picked by me, you, Paul, Steve, Stefan, and Grace. We all picked Florida. Justin Frommer went with Texas A&M. So he's got State beating A&M in his six wins. That's interesting. But he's got that's the one he thinks is the most likely loss. Benjamin Rosenberg and Cam Dyer both picked Arizona State, which I find interesting. Now, in the interest of fairness, Cam Dyer is an Arizona State grad. So maybe there's a little personal bias playing in there. I hope that's not the case from young.
And his number two team is Texas A&M.
Yeah, yeah. So, but they've got the Sun Devils. I don't hate that pick because it's on the road. It's just an odd environment. You know, that is a game that you just don't know. You just don't know. It's so early in the season. John Sokoloff.
But they better not lose that game.
I agree. John Sokoloff, because he has State going 5-7, this makes a lot of sense. He picked Arkansas. So he obviously thinks State's going to win their non-conference games, and then the Arkansas game is the most likely loss. Makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Then shout out to our girl, our queen of MSU media, Rivers Huey, Ole Miss. She's got State winning the Egg Bowl. So that's why we love her.
Love it. Go all in.
If you're gonna go all in, go all in. Florida, to me, is just the answer that makes the most sense. I mean, if you're saying State's going to win six, you're likely saying the four non-conference, Arkansas and Florida. Florida's just an easy answer there.
Yep.
All right. Last one. And this is the one that we got a little more variation on, but it's the inverse of that question. What is the game you think State will lose? They're most likely to win. We got four different answers here. Texas A&M was the pick for Robbie, for Steve, for Stefan, and for Benjamin. They all say that it's the Aggies. What is that? Just a question of State plays six ranked teams, and that's the lowest ranked one?
Sorry, you cut out.
Question. Yes, I'm sorry. Is that just you picked A&M? Is that just State plays six ranked teams? A&M's the lowest ranked one. It's at home. That's just that makes the most sense to you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, not just that. State has had success against Texas A&M in a fairly sustained fashion. Not like what they've done against Arkansas, but that's been a winnable game for them for a while.
All right. Missouri was the pick for Paul Jones and for Gracie Barra. That's interesting. You know, Missouri is a team. I feel like Missouri, of the team that I've labeled as playoff contenders, they do have a lot of questions. They lost some big pieces off that defense. Offensively, that should be a really, really good football team, though. So Florida was the pick for four of the media members, Justin Fromer, John Sokoloff, Cam Dyer, and Rivers Huey. So Rivers is interesting, right? She's got State beating Ole Miss but losing to Florida. I guess if you think State's going to lose to Florida, Florida is the easy choice for who they are most likely to beat, right?
Yeah.
So, and that leaves just one, and that's me, and I said Ole Miss.
Hey.
Sue me.
Why not?
Well, I mean, I just keep coming back to last year, right, where terrible State team, great Ole Miss team, they won by 10.
Well, and if we're going to follow the 09 theme,
that team was not
all that different than this Ole Miss team as far as the hype around it. Now, I mean, probably a more talented team this year, I would guess. Yeah, actually, that team had more like camaraderie and, had been around each other more than this one. I mean, there's a lot of new faces on this team.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be outside of the stratosphere.
I just look at it like this: like my top two picks between this were Ole Miss and Texas A&M. Right? State lost to Ole Miss by 10 last year. They were down 3 in the fourth quarter. State lost to Texas A&M by 41.
And then A&M fired their coach.
And then A&M fired their coach. So I just feel like, you know, it's the Egg Bowl. Sometimes crazy. Yeah, the favorite team normally wins. That's why I would pick Ole Miss to win that game. But could State find a way? Don't tell me they can't. So we've seen too many games like this. So I'm the only one to pick the Rebels there, but it is what it is. All right. So thanks a lot. Appreciate you guys for contributing to the media poll. I'll have the graphic out later so you can bookmark all our picks and call us stupid down the road when things don't go the way we think they will. And that's probably likely going to be the case. Monday's show, we'll be into game week at that point. It's time to start working. Tuesday's show, we'll recap Lebby's first press conference. Plus, Robbie, it is time to make some picks. It's time to get the contest going. No opponent preview for Eastern Kentucky. I mean, who even covers them? I wouldn't even know where to start. But we'll have plenty to talk about next week as we get ready for the start of the college football season. We finally made it. Enjoy college football this weekend. We've got real live games happening on Saturday. Hope you will enjoy them. This time next week, 7 days from today, be three-piece. Preview, playmaker, and predictions, which is now a sponsored show. So we're looking forward to that. We'll talk about that next week, though. Guys, have a great weekend. Back with you next week. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.